that will just leave you absolutely amazed.
Coming to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, March 15th and 16th at Lawrence Jewell Veterans Memorial Coliseum. All sessions are free. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org or call 1-866-SEE-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
A certain number of facets of excellence, and we've established the reality that God is a God of excellence. His name is excellent, and we are His excellent in the earth. Amen. There's an excellent spirit in you. We know Him as Holy Spirit. We are not perfect, but He is perfect. It's a mystery how God can do a perfect work through imperfect vessels. I like to say it this way: He'll take your mess ups and make miracles. He'll take your mistakes, your mess ups, your mishaps, and in the end, He'll make a miracle. Amen. So we've looked at, well, let me see. First of all, we looked at the definition of excellence, what excellence was, the synonyms and antonyms. We looked at a number of different quotes. Then we looked at living above the crowd, how excellence, an excellent spirit, will cause you to live above the crowd, not just have a crowd mentality, a herd mentality, you know, always manipulated by what they say. And I always ask, who are they? Well, you know, them three folk, it was just three of them. You know, people say, everybody say it. And who is everybody? Well, two people. I heard two people say it. Okay, that's everybody. So we want to tell somebody, live above the crowd. David was our example of living above the crowd and how he wasn't manipulated by the fear that Goliath spewed upon the army. Then we see the third thing we looked at was the magnetic nature. Excellence is magnetic. It's like a magnet, like a flower. You know, there are in certain palm trees, I know we have them at home, overnight these yellow things come out of there. Then you wonder, how can that thing come out overnight? It seems like as big as it is, it takes about a week to grow at least. That thing shows up overnight, but bees are attracted to it. Pollen, whatever it is they're getting from it, they buzz around it till it's all dried up. But it's attractive. Excellence is attractive. Amen. Now remember, God is a God of excellence. And so when we do excellence, it attracts God because He's a God of excellence. Amen. It's when, as if someone does evil, they open a door for evil spirits who go into dry places. Dry places being a symbol or of type where no water has come, no water of the word. And so it's a dry place. Let me ask you, is your giving a dry place? Amen. Is, look at any facet of your life. Ask, is it a dry place, or have I watered it with the Word of God? Have I been obedient to the Word in that area? So excellence has a nature that is magnetic, an allure. It draws. Some call it the law of attraction. Then we took a look at number four. Excellence is God's tool for exploits. Excellence is God's tool for exploits. And we took a look at how David, you know, was referred to the king. The servant saw David in the wilderness, not in front of a crowd doing a concert, but in front of God alone. But how he conducted himself, how he operated, what he was about was excellence. And the servant, God allowed, see, God will allow people to discover you or see you, not for the purpose of fame and fortune, but for the purpose of promoting his kingdom. When you're about kingdom, God has a way. The seeing eye and the hearing ear both are of the Lord. You can be around people for a long time, and then one day when the time is right, when God has prepared you as a vessel, someone that's been around you all along will all of a sudden see you. I didn't know you were, you know what? Let me introduce you to someone. And all of a sudden, the doors of destiny start to open. Amen? So we looked at that. And then tonight, we're going to take a look at the pursuit of excellence. The pursuit of excellence. I think we touched on the building of the tabernacle. And I don't know if the last quote I said last time was, whenever God does great things, he uses men and women of excellence. He doesn't use people, you know, that will halfway do things, you know, drop their weapons in the middle of war and run, or that are fearful or murmurers, complainers, mumblers, and grumblers. No, God has to send you back to the wilderness. He'll use those that are of an excellent spirit. All right, so we looked at briefly the tabernacle of Moses, how he hired out, or God had prepared Bezalel and Aholiab to build the tabernacle for Moses. But God chose Bezalel and Aholiab. They were, first of all, they were skillful. They were skillful. They were filled with the spirit of excellence. Because the work that God was going to appoint them to do had to be excellent. Amen? You and I, every day, all that we do for God, instead of just doing it, we must dedicate ourselves to serve God. And I'm going to challenge some of you here. We must dedicate ourselves in a way to serve God. Or let me say it this way. We must dedicate ourselves to serve God in an outstanding way. Amen. That's what excellence is all about. It's not just about getting by. It's not just about doing something for the sake of doing it. But outstanding is one of the synonyms for excellence. And so that's your DNA. That's who you are. You know, you feel good when you do things in an outstanding way. You know, here's one of the quotes we looked at. The extent of your impact on the world depends on the size of your devotion to excellence. The world doesn't want mediocre stuff, even though it produces a lot of mediocre stuff. And nor does the church, nor the kingdom of God. How much more so should the kingdom of God be and have excellence if God is a God of excellence? Amen? Amen. So Bezalel and Aholiab were raised up to do the work And before Moses even asked for an offering to build the tent of meeting, God had filled Bezalel and Aholiab with the spirit of wisdom. And God then commissioned them for the work. Before God can release resources, I want to say this very emphatically, before God can release resources to you, he prepares you with an excellent spirit in order to handle his resources. There are people that get, you know, a lot of resources other ways and tend to squander, mess up, misuse, abuse. See, God has no problem with releasing resources to those who have first allowed him to prepare their heart. If your heart is prepared, and that's why I say when you start finding yourself doing things with excellence and living in an excellent way before God and not just before people, get ready. Something's coming your way. God has something coming your way that's of God. And it says in Habakkuk 1 and 5, if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. But he's positioned you in a way of excellence, okay? So the secret of joy, this is a quote from Pearl Buck. The secret of joy in work is contained in one word, excellence. To know how to do something well is to enjoy it. You know, you have to be a special type of person to be a trainer. Because you get people in the raw. They don't know how to do this. Yeah, they're doing it all wrong. So you got to train them. I said you get a special anointing to train. But you know, like in a sport, when you're with people that know how to play that sport and everybody's playing that sport together, and it's fun. You get with people that don't know how to play the sport. You don't know what they're doing. Mess it up, turning the ball over. Okay, you get frustrated. Right? Okay, so the secret of joy in work is contained in the word excellence. There's joy when you can do things. Think about it. There's joy when you do things well, when you hit the target, when you know this is right. This is right? There's joy in that. To know how to do something well is to enjoy it. So that means that we have to become skillful in what we do. We need to be knowledgeable about our career, our the course that we're on, what we, you know, we need to have knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to be informed about things in our craft. And work on improving and extending and expanding, enriching it with more knowledge. Why? Because to know how to do something well is to enjoy it. And God would have us to enjoy life, not just struggle in life. Okay, so now we're going to take a look into the concept of the pursuit of excellence. Philippians chapter 4. And if you will get me verse number 8, the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. First of all, attaining excellence isn't an accident. You ain't gonna accidentally start doing stuff excellent or with excellence. No, it ain't no accident. Okay, so let's look at Philippians 4, 8, what Philippians 4, 8 says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Look at somebody, tell them, think on these things. You know, the pursuit of excellence, let me start here. It has to be deliberate. Amen. Amen. You have to determine what's going into your mind, what's going to remain in your mind, and what ain't coming into your mind.